Well, marriage can be an absolute beautiful thing, but unfortunately, 50% of all couples are finding themselves divorced.
Yeah, and sometimes those divorces can get ugly, especially if there are children involved, but you can divorce with dignity. And this is Chick to Chick.
So this is a very important topic that we're going to talk about today. And I want to thank you because you really had this sort of, I don't know if it was a catharsis, but you just sort of woke up one morning and whatever had been in your heart for quite a while made its way out into the keyboard. And you wrote an absolutely beautiful article that resonated with so many people, and that's how we got to this topic today.
Yeah, this really started a year ago. We have a website, penwatch.org, and I write stories for it. And as Carrie said, I just woke up one morning and I started typing. And I called the story, my personal story of divorcing with dignity. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really put much thought into it. The words just came out, and then what happened next
surprised you.
Really, really surprised me. I was shocked at the reaction to the story. I was shocked at how many people responded to the story. And like 6 months after I wrote it, a young lady came up to me who had just gone through a divorce. And she said, "You saved my life."
See, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
So what I want to talk about is that, yeah, marriages, 50% of them end in divorce. And I've heard so many horror stories and so many nightmare stories of so much animosity between two people who loved each other at one point. And I felt like if I shared my story, maybe I would be able to help somebody.
And that was family is what it comes down to.
That was the point of it. So here I go in all transparency. We had been married for 13 years. Sean was almost 2 years old, and things started to go south. And we decided to separate and to split up. And what happened next was not good. Mm-hmm. Things did get ugly. Things did get nasty. And I actually wrote in the article, I said that I hated my ex. And somebody said to me, "You know, you should never use that word hate. Mm-hmm. Hate is not a good word." And I said to him, "You know what? You're absolutely right. But I'm being honest here."
Right.
And that's what I was feeling at that point. I was feeling hate mm-hmm. because I was so angry. I was so hurt that my fairy tale
came to an end.
It came to an end. And so I said to this individual, "I agree. You know, a hate is not a good word, but it's what you feel. And if I was going to be honest, I needed to be honest the whole way around." And I'm going to go from the article because, you know, I wrote this a year ago and I said, what happened next was not good. Things got ugly. I hated my ex. I hated to see him. I'm not proud of it, but it's true. And I feel we can only learn from being honest. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where things turned around. After years of animosity, something just clicked in my brain, and I didn't want to hate anymore. Hate is exhausting. Hate zaps your energy. I wanted peace, but to achieve peace, I knew I had to forgive. My friend asked me, how did I let go of the hurt and anger? And I summed it up this way. I said, think of your kids. You get mad at them, but you never hold on to that anger. You need to let it go because it's your kids. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I let it go. I didn't want to be that family where we went to the soccer game and I was on one side of the field and my ex was on the other side of the field and my son was caught in the middle saying, Where do I go?
Yeah.
What do I do? Because I see so many kids torn. I didn't want to be that family when my son made his first communion that we were in church and I was on one side of the church and my ex was on the other side of the church. Yeah. And again, your children are caught in the middle of this. And so I decided, and I will continue to read from this, I said, it was not my son's fault that we broke up, so we should not break his heart. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get emotional now. And so I forgave. I forgave my ex. I forgave myself, and he forgave me. It wasn't easy, and we still had issues, but we were united for Sean. We stood together at his soccer games. We sat next to each other at his first communion and his high school graduation. We went on college visits together and dropped him off at the airport when he was traveling abroad. In fact, my ex is remarried and has a daughter, and we all get along and do things together as a family. And this is the funny part, you know. I said to my friend, I said, we put the D in dysfunction. Mm-hmm. We put the D in dysfunction. And she said, no, Flora, you're not dysfunctional. You're functioning. Mm-hmm. And every family should function. And my message is, you know, you might be divorcing somebody and you might have these negative feelings, but you loved this person at one point. You love this person, mm-hmm. and you need to put all of that hate and that anger and that animosity aside, and you need to think of your child first, and you need to put your child first. And you can divorce with dignity. You can have dignity.
So you are on the side of the parent. You're on the side of the spouse, the ex, and all of that. I'm on the side of the child in that my parents divorced when I was two. So I'm like Sean. And I want to say thank you because...
Don't make me cry.
What you're doing now and what you have given your son as a gift is what my parents gave me. So I'm Sean for you right now. And I'm saying thank you because that's how I feel about my parents. I had no idea what it was like to grow up with angry parents. I had no idea what it was like to be shuffled back and forth between two families and two parents who didn't speak to each other or were at tremendous odds. I never had to worry about my parents missing anything of mine together. And a funny thing my parents did is that when it was my senior prom and I was on the court, my parents showed up together. My dad with that big old video camera to video everything. Tell me this isn't like a story of you and your ex. And they showed up together. And when everybody was then dancing on the dance floor together, my parents were dancing together. Now, both of them had remarried and both of them had children, but I was the common denominator. And because they made the choice that you made, we have all been an incredibly happy family and we've been there and supported each other. So I am thanking you for doing the right thing for your son, because as a child who experienced the right thing, it is a beautiful gift. It is a beautiful gift.
Okay. And I still see your parents together now. Mm-hmm. So what she is saying is 100% spot on.
Yeah.
At birthday parties, graduation, mm-hmm. your parents
Everything.
Are here and
yes.
they get along. And that's what I wanted. I didn't want him to grow up with this animosity. I didn't want him to see any of this. And so, you know, you just have to let it go.
You do.
Just let it go. And forgive. As yeah. I said, you forgive yourself, you forgive your ex, he forgave me, and you just move on. And you need to put your kids first and do what's best for them. Mm-hmm. We go to church together. We celebrate holidays together. My son was studying abroad, and we traveled to see him together. Like I said, we're dysfunctional. I mean,
dysfunctional. I'm going to change it for you with the dysfunctional. Take that away.
It's functional. It is.
Because you have been able to get through the difficulty and you've been able to have the fun of what a family should be. Families are different all over the place. There are some people that never marry and they have children and they're forced with the exact same situation. So I want you to think of it differently. I want it to be, we are a functional family.
We are. And you know what? I want to add something else. I mentioned myself and I mentioned my ex. There is a third person involved here. There's a third person.
I know who you're
gonna
say.
And it's my ex's wife.
Yeah.
And I want to say thank you to her because she has been wonderful, accepting. She understands that everything we are doing for our son. Mm-hmm. She understands that when we go to church together, we're doing it for our son. Because if she wasn't on the same page,
It'd be a whole
and she was
game.
Causing problems, we would not be at
That's
this
right.
point. So in this case, it didn't take two to tango. It took three to tango.
Right.
And so I have to thank her as well that she's been wonderful through this whole thing and accepting of me, accepting of my son, and accepting of the situation. So I have to say that as well.
Yeah.
Now, having said all that, this isn't going to work for everybody, and I certainly understand that. And we were able to get to this point on our own.
Mm-hmm.
But some people might need a little bit of help, and we've never done this before, but we're going to have part two to this podcast next Monday. You might need help getting to this point that you're able to let go of the anger. You might need help getting to the point where you're able to forgive. And next week, we are going to be chirping with a divorce coach who helps couples get to this point.
That's awesome.
Because some people just can't do it on their own. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm grateful that we got there and we were able to achieve this on our own, but some people can't get to that point. So we're going to be chirping with a divorce coach in next Monday's podcast.
That's right. And until then, we hope that we had another round of like an armchair therapy.
A little
that
bit
we
of armchair therapy. A little emotion on this chick's part.
But that's who we are. And we share our lives and our stories with you in the hopes that it will make a difference for you. So on that note, please continue to follow us. We're all over Facebook. We're now on IGTV. You can watch a full episode of the podcast there. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. And that way, Chick to Chick podcast will drop every single Monday for you. And until then, stick around for next week.
Yep. Remember, next week we will be back chirping with a divorce coach to help you divorce with dignity. We'll see you then.